Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we're visiting with Athol Duncan, chair of Black Isle Group, leadership performance development specialist, and an international executive coach certified by INSEAD. He also studied leadership at Harvard and Cranfield. His new book is Leaders in Lockdown, Inside Stories of COVID-19 and the New World of Business. Should be interesting. And Athol, thanks for joining us here today on EPN.
Eric, it's a pleasure to be with you. I'm looking forward to the conversation.
I'm looking forward to it as well and really appreciate your taking a moment to be with us. So tell us, for starters, what are the most memorable stories of the leaders in lockdown? I'm sure our listeners are ready to hear you begin to talk about this.
Well, look, there's many of them because, you know, what we did in this project, which ended up in a book, was we followed really 28 global business leaders through the pandemic. And we got a firsthand account of what it was like to lead through this remarkable period of time and to hear their insights into how they think the world will change because of what we've all been through. And the stories were varied. I mean, there were some hugely impressive entrepreneurs who, when they talked to me, hunkered down in their kitchens during the peak of lockdown. You know, their billion-pound businesses were in tatters. But the true mark of these entrepreneurs was that they were already working out how to rise from the ashes and look at where were the opportunities. They were not people to be downbeat. So they would be people like Ho Kwon Ping from Banyan Tree Resorts, who built up, I think, to about 170 different hotels and golf courses around the world. He built it up from one hotel. And he said to me that it gave him the opportunity to do it again, and to do it again with sustainability at the heart of it. We had the chief executive of the New York Times, Mark Thompson. He told us about the day that he went into the Times offices. There were normally 5,000 people in that building in Manhattan, and there was only a dozen security guards. And he got on his bicycle, his fold-up Brompton bicycle, and he cycled around the savannas of his offices, and he thought what an unusual place it was that all these people came and plugged into their desks like an empty milking parlor, Eric, he said it was like. And that was his light bulb moment when he thought, we either need to sell this skyscraper or we need to reinvent the world of work. And he decided to go for the latter. So it was great. It was great hearing these stories, but you know, for your audience, your entrepreneurs, the one word that triumphed over all this tragedy and all this pain was opportunity. Entrepreneurs saw opportunity and were not downbeat. They were ready to go again.
A fantastic way to kick things off here today, and really I'm sure you've got the attention of the audience here now. How will the world of business change because of what we have all been through with COVID? What's your thought on that?
Well, personally, I think it will change a lot. And I think the people who don't change will be seeing diminishing returns as we go forward. I think it's a moment to reset the way we do business and to reset society. And we came up with seven areas from these great entrepreneurs where they thought the world would change. The first was the new age of purpose and the feeling that purpose really, in the last 20, 30 years, have been something to emblazon on your website for most companies, and it hadn't been delivered through action. So this was a moment where purpose was front and center, and going forward, purpose will be so much more important for engaging your employees, for engaging your clients and your customers, and for your investors. Second area was the new world of work, and we've heard so much about that, how it will change, millions moving from offices to home. Third area was tackling inequality, and entrepreneurs saw their role at doing something, doing as much as they possibly could to stop the widening inequality that will come out of the crisis. Fourth area was rebuilding global cooperation, because it was actually the big corporations who worked together, who partnered across international boundaries to try and solve some of the existential issues like the vaccine or the track and trace tech. And politicians, I think, disappointed wherever you were in the world. Fifth area really was about resilience, personal resilience, operational resilience, and of course, financial resilience. And the entrepreneurs who had healthy balance sheets were rubbing their tummies with self-satisfaction that their companies had enough cash to see it through. Because, you know, we all as entrepreneurs use this phrase, cash is king. But here was a moment where we really knew that cash was king. And then the sixth area was resetting the supply chain, because we've made 40 years of decisions around cost and productivity. And when a pandemic comes along, those decisions don't make an awful lot of sense. If you have a product which relies on supplies or parts to come from 60 different countries, it all grinds to a halt pretty quickly in a pandemic. And then the last area, when maybe talk a little bit more about this, Eric, was maximizing potential. What kind of leadership worked? And of course, this focus on mental welfare, on physical welfare. And the one bit that no one's worked out yet is, what is hybrid working? What does it look like? And how do we lead people in that? So those are my seven big themes. And we think they're themes to reset business and hopefully reset society.
Yeah, for sure on that. And really do appreciate the feedback there. Quite interesting as well. Now, tell us also, what are the main themes of change which you have gathered from global business leaders?
Well, you know, there's so much in here. And I think one thing was that these business leaders, they didn't think that any new trends had emerged through this crisis. They just felt that it hugely accelerated trends that were already there. But it was interesting to talk to them about what had worked in the crisis. You know, where were the people, what had the people done in the crisis who'd done very well? And we talked a lot about agility and pace, this word pivot that we used a lot. Entrepreneurs had to show a lot of agility and pace and the ability to pivot. And frankly, if you didn't do that, you were toast. And that's a big learning to take forward, because the pace of change is never going to be slower than it is today. And that's scary. We saw entrepreneurs focused. They focused on the really important things to do. They weren't busy fools. And we've talked a lot about unproductive work, because this revealed to us that we still in our businesses do an awful lot of unproductive work, work that doesn't go to the bottom line, work that doesn't support the outcome. And I think we need to get after this now, after the crisis, and all our businesses sniff out the unproductive work and stop doing it, because there's still a huge amount of it around. And I think we saw people working together. This was a theme. There was much more collaboration. Silos came down at the peak of the pandemic. And probably we saw much more care and compassion, I think, in our businesses and our leaders. You know, and some of this, I think, was very humbling. One of the leaders that I worked with was David Behan, who is the executive chair of the UK's largest care home company. And in the first 100 days of the pandemic, Eric, 1,000 people died in his care homes. And that really put it into perspective with me, because the businesses that I was working in, we were looking for financial survival. And of course, we were caring for our people. But the people in the care sector, the people in our health services, were dealing with a whole lot more serious problems than we were as entrepreneurs. And I think that's a pretty humbling message to come out of it all about how our work is, we're passionate about it, we're passionate as entrepreneurs, but it's not a matter of life and death like it was for many people in this crisis.
Certainly do appreciate your taking the time to be with us here today. Certainly enjoyed the information you've shared so far today. We're speaking with Athol Duncan, the author of Leaders in Lockdown, Inside Stories of COVID-19 and the New World of Business, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, another question for you. How much do you think the world will change, or will many in business want to get back to the way things were? What's your thought on that?
Well, this is a big question, isn't it? And you know, I was doing some work with someone the other day who was telling me about how much change was delivered after the Great War, after the First World War, after the Second World War, after the global financial crisis, and after 9/11. And really, in these cases, not an awful lot changed. So the question is, how much will change this time? At the moment, a lot of business people, a lot of entrepreneurs think that the world will change massively from this. I think it remains to be seen, but one of the leaders that we talked to was General Stan McChrystal, who, the US four-star general, who commanded the troops in Afghanistan and in Iraq. And he said that it's a false idea that you might retreat in muscle memory. But sadly, a number of leaders are waiting to snap back and get back to the way it was. But his conclusion was, there is no going back because your competition is going to a better place. And I think that's a salutary lesson. You know, maybe something deep inside us as humans wants to go back to where we were before. But if we want to compete as entrepreneurs, we need to force significant change at this crossroads. And we need to think the unthinkable. So my thing about entrepreneurs is that entrepreneurs have a different mindset from other people in the world. And if I'd said to you, Eric, in February 2020, that the world's economy would really shut down, that our retail businesses, our tourism and travel, our hospitality businesses would be closed for well on 15 months in many parts of the world, and that all the offices would be emptied for more than a year. And I was to say to you, but a lot of businesses will do quite well out of this, and the stock markets will be at a reasonable level by the summer of 2021, Eric, you would probably have had me taken away and locked up in a dark room. But the mindset, we did it. So many business people, so many entrepreneurs did it. And, you know, there's a bit to go yet, but we're getting through this crisis. And that's a true mark of the entrepreneur. But it's also a challenge to us. If we can do that with a mindset, we can achieve the unthinkable. What else can we do to solve the problems, to come up with new ideas, to make the world a better place, to tackle climate change, to tackle the growing inequality that comes out of this crisis, to tackle the issues of cooperation? Let's employ the mindset that we saw at the peak of this crisis, where people did remarkable things, things that probably before the crisis we didn't believe they could do. Mindset, Eric, mindset. And the entrepreneurial mindset, when you see it in its full glory, is a pretty remarkable and admirable thing.
You know, it certainly is, and you made some great points on that response. Really appreciate that. That ought to jazz up the audience just hearing that as well. Lastly, will the pandemic change what it means to be a successful business leader? Let's wrap things up with that.
I think it will. I think we saw, you know, I said that there were no new trends that emerged, and you know, the style of leadership, the successful style of leadership, has been gradually changing over the years. We've been much less about command and control. We've been much less about presenteeism. And of course, the great entrepreneurs were always people who were caring and compassionate and empathetic and knew how to empower. I mean, you go back to people like Andrew Carnegie. They didn't do an awful lot themselves. They empowered other people to do it. And, you know, this is the style which has worked during the pandemic, and I think it's the style that we will bring out of the pandemic. The listening leader, the leader that's able to say, I don't have all the answers, the leader that's able to be empowering and empathetic, I think that's the leader that will triumph, whether it's in the big corporate world or whether it's in the world of small entrepreneurs coming up with new ideas, shifting the market, you know, and shifting the world forward. I think it's this more empathetic style of leadership that will be the one which is most successful and therefore most in demand.
Again, Mr. Duncan, we really do appreciate your taking the time to be with us here today. Some really, really interesting information per your book, Leaders in Lockdown. Where can listeners get more information on yourself as well as the book, Leaders in Lockdown, and where could they actually pick up the book as well?
Well, they can go to my own website, which is atholduncan.com, and Athol is spelled A-T-H-O-L-L, and Duncan, D-U-N-C-A-N, atholduncan.com. Or you can see me on blackisle group.com, and the book is available on amazon.com. And my final thing I want to say to your listeners, Eric, is well done. You know, entrepreneurs often don't get the pat on the back, but everyone needs to get a pat on the back for the amazing achievement of surviving the crisis and for showing such amazing resilience. I take my hat off to all the entrepreneurs listening and to the entrepreneurs of the world. A big pat on the back.
And so deserving as well. Really do appreciate that and that kind gesture to the audience and to all entrepreneurs globally. Again, folks, it is atholduncan.com. Mr. Duncan, all the best and thanks for being with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
You take care of yourself, Eric, and best of luck. Cheers, bye.
And you too, and thanks again. We've been speaking with Athol Duncan, the author of Leaders in Lockdown, Inside Stories of COVID-19 in the New World of Business. And for all the details and for more information, visit atholduncan.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.